This is a Fox News alert. The Republican House leader says the GOP will control. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The man who would be Speaker, California Congressman Kevin McCarthy.
It is clear that we are going to take the House back.
But that Republican majority, if it comes to pass, will likely be smaller than earlier projections, possibly in single digits. And Republican hopes to take control of the Senate may be dashed. Right now, each party is claiming 48 Senate seats with 4 seats still in play. Republicans would have to win 3 of them. The Senate is currently split 50-50, but the Democrats have the tiebreaker in the vice president. Republicans have lost a Senate seat from Pennsylvania with Democrat John Fetterman's win there.
I never expected that we were going to turn these red counties blue, but we did what we needed to do.
Fetterman beating Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz by less than 2.5%. The Georgia Senate race is still a virtual dead heat, with incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock leading Republican Herschel Walker by less than 1%, with nearly 97% of the votes counted. No calls yet in the races in Arizona, Nevada, or in Wisconsin, where incumbent Republican Ron Johnson leads by 1.5 with about 93% of the votes in. Republican Governors Abbott, DeSantis, and Kemp have been reelected by substantial margins in Texas, Florida, and Georgia. But New York's Governor Kathy Hochul has survived a challenge from Republican Lee Zeldin. And Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer has also been reelected.
We have come a long way, Michigan. We are thrilled at the unexpected high turnout. We are thrilled that the 3 ballot initiatives got passed.
Whitmer beating Republican Tudor Dixon. Some of the issues decided Tuesday. Voters in Nebraska approving a requirement for photo ID for future elections. Ohio voters approving an amendment to the state constitution, preventing cities from allowing anyone but citizens to vote.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
It was a fatal high school shooting Tuesday in Seattle.
Police responding to reports of shots fired at Ingram High School Tuesday morning found a student wounded and provided aid until paramedics took the victim to a hospital.
The student who was tragically shot has passed away.
Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell says the epidemic of gun violence in America's schools has to stop.
Students can't learn or develop or grow to be the best versions of themselves when they have to fear for their life.
Police arrested a suspect hours after the shooting. Authorities believe it was a targeted attack. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
State of Texas is scheduled to execute convicted killer Tracy Beatty on Wednesday for strangling and beating his mother to death back in 2004. The state appeals court denying Beatty's request for a stay of execution, rejecting his claim of juror misconduct. A woman made infamous when she was accused of murdering her young daughter years ago is reemerging.
Casey Anthony sits down for the first time to tell her side of the story since she was accused of killing her 2-year-old daughter and was found not guilty 11 years ago. Peacock announced on social media, Casey Anthony, Where the Truth Lies, a 3-part limited series event that will premiere November 29th in a short trailer. It depicts the 36-year-old sitting down in front of the camera and the producer then asking this question.
Why talk to me now when you're not getting creative control?
The trailer then ends without Anthony's answer. The doc is said to feature Casey's personal archives and the defense's evidence for a never-before-seen look into both sides of the story. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
North Korea has fired a short-range ballistic missile towards its eastern shore on Wednesday as it extended a recent barrage of weapons demonstrations, including what it described as simulated attacks on South Korean and U.S. targets last week. The South Korean military says the missile likely splashed into the waters off the North Korea's northeast coast. A moderate earthquake, 5.7 magnitude, has shaken northeastern Italy. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.